Good morning. This is Reverend Bob McLavy of the Presbyterian Church of Floyd. We want to welcome you to a time of worship this morning. In our sanctuary, we will be having the Lord's Supper, and so it's appropriate that my message this morning is entitled, The Bread of Life. Before we begin, let us have a word of prayer. So let us pray. Lord, thank you for the many blessings that we enjoy. And as we gather in your presence this morning, we pray that you will bless us with your Spirit and that we will hear the words that you would have us hear. Thank you, Lord, for the way that you love us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So yes, this morning we will have a scripture passage out of the Gospel of John. My message entitled, The Bread of Life. And then Alan Vest has prepared a beautiful song for us this morning entitled, The Power of Your Love. So hear now the word of the Lord from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 24 through 35. Once the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum in search of Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth. You are looking for me, not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Then they asked him, What must we do to do the works God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." So they asked him, "What miraculous sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our forefathers ate the manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "from now on, give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty." This is the word of the Lord. Well, how typical it is that we are never satisfied with the amount of bread that we have. In our lives, the word bread has become a metaphor for both food and materialism, material wealth. If it is a metaphor for food, we will get hungry again. If it's a metaphor for materialism, it seems that human nature is always to want more. As with so many things, more is not enough. So let's now think for a moment on how so many significant theological events in the Bible revolve around the subject of bread. One of the most important events in the Old Testament, of course, is the Exodus event, the trip from Egypt to the Promised Land. We know what caused the Hebrew people to be in Egypt in the first place. It was for the want of bread, if you recall. The wheat crop had failed due to drought, and the Hebrews had migrated to the land of the Pharaoh because there was a surplus of grain in storage there. It was the search for bread, if you will, that started this whole chain of events. Later, when the Jews were on their way to the Promised Land and they were facing starvation in the bleak wilderness, God rained down bread from heaven in the form of manna. When Jesus began his ministry, he fasted in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights. Satan tempted a hungry Jesus by saying, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." And Jesus rejected Satan by quoting from Deuteronomy, saying, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." When Jesus' disciples asked him to teach them to pray, he began with, "Our Father who art in heaven," and he petitioned God to give us this day our daily bread. And of course, on the night he was betrayed, Jesus gathered his disciples together for one last supper, where he gave them hope for the future by taking bread, breaking it, and saying, "This is my body given for you." We simply cannot escape the significance of bread in our faith journey. Well, our passage today from the Gospel of John takes place the day after Jesus had fed 5,000 with only 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fish. The crowds ate and had their fill, but now they wanted more. Today, they were hungry again, and they were not focused on the miracle that had occurred the day before. The people continue to indicate their own misunderstanding of what is happening in front of their eyes. They have not truly seen the sign that Jesus did in feeding the multitude, but now they ask for a sign. They do not marvel at yesterday's miracle, give thanks for God's generosity, or even wonder who this rabbi is. It sounds to me like they're worried they might have missed the next meal, that Jesus started without them and they're too late. They saw no sign, no miracle in yesterday's feeding. They saw nothing more than fish and bread. They either refused or were unable to see beyond the fish and bread. They are interested only in their own appetites, and Jesus knows it. "Very truly I tell you," he says, "you are looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves." The people are concerned for their stomachs. Jesus is concerned for their lives. The people want to feed themselves with bread, and Jesus wants to feed them with God. "Do not work for the food that perishes," he tells them, "for the food that endures for eternal life is the food that you truly want." They remember the story of Moses and the manna. They are looking to the past, failing to see that the Father is doing something astonishingly new right in front of them. The true giver is not Moses, but God the Father. The true giving was not in the past, but in the present. The true bread was not the manna, but is the bread of God that has now come to walk among them in the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus says to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe." This is another one of the I am statements from Jesus. Just as Yahweh, the Lord God in the Hebrew Old Testament, just as Yahweh had said to Moses, "I am," now Jesus is proclaiming his divinity as God the Son by saying, "I am the bread of life." By relationship with him, people then and now have the opportunity to never hunger again, to never hunger for the love of God, and to never hunger for the peace that passes all understanding. Friends, this peace and fulfillment does not come by only having knowledge of Jesus and what he did for people in Bible times. It comes from having a relationship with Jesus today. It comes from relying on Jesus to be the bread of our lives. Such a relationship takes effort and commitment. It means being in love with the great I am. What good is it, Jesus seems to be saying, if your stomachs are full, but you have no relationship with the provider of the feast? There's no point feeding our bodies if our souls are left to starve. The food that endures is Jesus himself. He is the bread that is broken and distributed for the life of the world. He is the bread that is broken and yet never divided. He is the bread that is eaten and yet never exhausted. When we believe in Jesus, taking him into our lives causes us to live differently. We see ourselves and one another as persons created in the image and likeness of God, rather than as obstacles or issues to be overcome. We trust the silence of prayer rather than the words of argument. We choose love and forgiveness rather than anger and retribution. We relate with intimacy rather than superficial acquaintance. We listen for God's voice rather than our own. Ultimately, we seek life rather than death. "I am the bread of life," Jesus tells the people. "Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." He is offering the people himself. He is the imperishable bread that nourishes and sustains life. And Jesus makes us the same offer. He offers himself to us in every one of our relationships, family, friends, strangers, enemies, those who agree with us and those who don't. In every situation and each day of our life, we choose the bread we will eat, either perishable or imperishable. And in so doing, we also choose the life we want. Because this day we will be celebrating the Lord's Supper, we prepare a table for a feast. The feast seems to be small by our human standards. It consists of a tiny piece of bread and a small sip of juice. Early on in the church, they gathered for a banquet. They were gathering for a banquet where people fought for the chance to get the early seating so that they could be sure to fill their stomachs. And then at a certain point in our history as a church, we decided that those banquets, rather than pointing towards God, were actually turning people's focus in the wrong direction. And so now we celebrate with a bite of bread and a sip of the fruit of the vine. It's a small meal, a symbolic meal, yet one so full of relationship with Christ that each of us should be able to call it a feast for our soul. For those who gather in our sanctuary on this particular Sunday, we will now be moving to the communion table to celebrate the Lord's Supper. For those of you who are listening at home, I hope that you will use this opportunity to celebrate in your own way the Lord's Supper. Remember the words of Jesus when he said, "Do this in remembrance of me." And remember that Jesus is the bread of life. To the glory of God. Amen. And now, friends, this morning we do have a special joy of hearing this song that has been prepared for us, arranged and performed by Alan Vest. It's entitled, "The Power of Your Love."
Lord, renew my mind as your will unfold in my life, in living every day by the power of your love. Hold me close, let your love surround.
Wasn't that beautiful? Our thanks to Alan Vest for his faithfulness. And that beautiful song, The Power of Your Love. Friends, I hope you have a blessed week ahead. I hope that indeed you will feel the power of Christ's love in your lives. And remember that Jesus is the bread of life. Thank you for listening.